Okay, we are going to, Mir Hashem, finish up the issue of Chatzitza and Lekicha Tama today, and tomorrow's a special shir, a Hakdama shir, and then Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll move on to the next topic. So the issue I wanted to discuss today, I wanted to close up the discussion of or at least really actually start the discussion of Min B'Mino Chotzeitz, the third statement of the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us that... where the Gemara tells us that that you cannot stuff a lulav into an already bound together hadassim and aravos because it's going to remove some of the leaves, a chashash, it's going to remove some of the leaves. So Rava responds, no, don't worry about that, it's min b'mino, and min b'mino eino chotzeitz. So actually, before I discuss that, let me go in order over here. We were in the middle of yesterday, discussing case number two. Case number two was where Rabba said that you should not carry your Hoshana, carry your lulav bundle with a cloth around your hands. You should, because it's going to be a problem of Lekicha Tama. And Rabba says, no problem of Lekicha Tama, because it is Lekicha Alidei Davar Acher, Shema Lekicha. So Rabba said, how do I know Lekicha Alidei Davar Acher, Shema Lekicha? So I know it because of Paraduma, that by taking of the ashes of the Paraduma, or taking of the Ezov of the Paraduma, where you require Lekicha, we see that you can take it Al Yedei Davar Acher. And the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara said, no, you don't see anything from there, because maybe over there it's considered part of the same item, because it's Mechubar, because it's actually attached to the Ezov. Anything that's Mechubar is definitely considered part of the same item. But what about Lekicha Yedei Davar Acher? That you don't see from the case of holding the Ezov with a spindle or with a some type of thread or something like that. That's attached, that becomes like the goof of the object itself. So there is a chiddush that the achronim, that a lot of the achronim pick up on over here, the chiddush of the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov in his tshuvas suggests that, okay, so what do you see from this Gemara? That anytime something is mechubar, you're never going to have a chatzitza issue, you're never going to have any of those kinds of problems. As long as it's mechubar, as long as you attach it to the original object. So says the Beis Yaakov, let's say you have an esrog, and the ukatz falls off of the esrog, the bottom part of the esrog falls off, and you attach it back on. How do you attach it back on? You stick a pin through it, and attach it with a pin back to the esrog. As long as the pin doesn't penetrate into the chidrei azera, into the place, the center part of the esrog, past the thick skin of the esrog, where it's going to make it a treifa. Remember, we had old sugya about whether it becomes a treifa, whether hilchos treifa supply equally to esrog. So as long as it's not going to make the esrog a treifa, and it's a small pin that just attaches the ukats to the esrog, that should be fine, because it's mechubar. And once it's mechubar, it's kigufei dami. The Gemara says mechubar is kigufei dami, even the chabrei kigufei dami. So that's what the Achronim pick up on. They want to know if that's really true. So the Elia Rabba in source number 24 quotes that Beis Yaakov, and he writes, Lanias Daiti Yesh Lidchos Rayasu Misukah Daf Lamed Zayin. He says, I don't think it's such a good raya, because it could be Didafka Le'inyan Lekichas Beis Yad Huda Amrinan Kivan Shemechabro Kegufei Dami V'lo Lasus Mechaser Shalem. He says, when the issue is one of Lekicha, so when it's Mechubar, it's considered like you are taking it, meaning you are supposed to be Lokeach, you're supposed to be taking the Ezov. So if you attach something to the Ezov and you hold on to the attachment, it's as if you're holding the Ezov. But that is not the same as dealing with an Esrog that's missing a piece. The problem when the Ukatz falls off is that the Esrog is Chaser. It's not that you're not taking the ukatz. That's not the issue. The issue is not that when you're holding the esrog, the ukatz is somewhere else, and therefore you're not taking it. No, the issue is that the esrog itself, as a cheftza, is chaser. The esrog is missing, a piece. So when you're talking about a din of lekicha, so they, kiven dechabri kugufei dami. Once something is attached, that is as if it's part of the esrog itself, and therefore that would be fine. But that's not the problem over here. The problem over here is a problem of chaser. The problem of chaser is not solved by gluing something on. Lamashal, let's say someone took cut a piece right off of the esrog and then glued it back on. No, the esrog is still chaser. The glue may make it one unit in the sense that it's your lokeach, the whole thing, but the glue doesn't make it not chaser. It's still considered to be chaser even when you glue it back on. So he doesn't see any connection at all between these two issues. Plus, he says yesh lachash al baltosif. You also have to worry, maybe the pin that you're adding into the esrog is a fifth min, so it's baltosif. By the egged of the lulav, we said that you could be ma'agid begimonial shel zahav, and we're not worried about bal tosif. So why are we worried about bal tosif over here with the pin? So the Eli Rabbah says yesh lechalik, efshar lechalik. You could distinguish between those two issues: the egged of the lulav with the golden egged, where it's not a problem bal tosif, and the pin that you stick in where it is a problem bal tosif. Efshar lechalik. The only problem is he doesn't tell us how to be mechalik. I mean, it sounds like good kasha, right? By the lulav, we're not worried that it's going to be bal tosif when you have something nice wrapping the lulav up. But when you stick a pin into the esrog, we are worried about bal tosif. Why? Why should it be different? Any thoughts? What's the chiluk? Yeah? Right. I mean, pashut chiluk is that the egg of the lulav makes it a nicer lulav. Even if the egg isn't nice objectively, the fact that it's ugud, right, the fact that you have something tying it, is itself a hidur, something that makes it nice. It's a kiyum of zakeli van veim. It creates a hidur. It creates a hidur in the maisa, as we discussed, right? That the requirement of eged on the lulav, even according to the rabbanon of zakeli van veim, follows the halachos of whatever Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged should be, which means that you shouldn't tie a bow, even though objectively a bow is nicer than a knot. Still, even according to Rabbanim, Zekir Naveh, you tie a knot. Why? Because it makes it a nicer lekicha when it's tied up. So that accomplishes, the eged accomplishes a hidur. Over here, it's not accomplishing a hidur, it's just holding the thing together. It's not a hidur in the lekicha when it's held together, it's just the chefta itself is being held together. So maybe over here, that's the efshel lechalik between an eged that's there to beautify and therefore may not be a bal tosif problem, and over here where it's not beautifying anything. Not only is it not beautifying anything, we saw a svara in Tosos. I think Tosos and Shabbos, Rabbi Tam had such a svara. I think we saw Rabbi Tam held that the parshios of your tefillin don't have to be nice. There's no kiyum of having a nicer parshios of your tefillin. We don't hold this way, but that was Rabbi Tam Shita. Why? Because the parshios of your tefillin aren't visible. And you're using them, they're enclosed in the box, no one sees them. Hidur has to be something that can be easily appreciated, that can be easily seen. That's Rabbeinu Tam Svara. So if you were to accept Rabbeinu Tam Svara, you could understand very well that there's a big difference between the hidur of having a knot tied around your lulav, which anyone can see, and the hidur of having a needle stuck into your esrog, which you can't see, because it's just sticking the ukats together to the esrog. So again, efshar lechalik. That's the Eli Rabbah's efshar lechalik. The Aruch Lener also quotes this tshuva of the Beis Yaakov, and he says that the simple way to get around this tshuva of the Beis Yaakov is that, how did Rava present this? Rava had a raya that lekicha idavar chashma lekicha, from holding the ezov by a string. The Gemara said it's a bad raya because that could be kivin dechavrei kugufei dami. So Rava brought a second raya, that lekicha idavar chashma lekicha, and we accepted that second raya. So there's always a question how you learn a Gemara like this. Gemara brings raya number one, rejects it because maybe it's telling me something else, and then brings raya number two and says, okay, that's taka a good raya. So what does that do with the first raya now? Is the rejection of the first raya a definitive rejection? Or are we saying, no, it's just not a raya from there, because who knows, maybe it's just telling kivin dechavrei kugufei dami. Is the svar of kivin dechavrei kugufei dami what we would call a dechia? That it's just a way of saying, it's not necessarily mukhrach, but it's not that we necessarily hold kivin dechavrei kugufei dami, it just makes it that the raya that Rava tried to bring isn't such a great raya. Or is no, kivin dechavrei kugufei dami, that's a definitive statement. That no, we have such a svar of kivin dechavrei kugufei dami, that once something is attached, it becomes like the guf of the object, and therefore your raya is definitively a bad raya. Try again. So there are two ways. So, you can go either way. So the Aruch Lener says the easy way out of the Beis Yaakov is that the Beis Yaakov is assuming that kivin dechavrei kugufei dami is a foolproof svara. It's a real svara that we hold of. And it's not just a dechia, it's not just a way of telling Rava, maybe kivin dechavrei kugufei dami, and therefore you don't have a raya. It's a real svara that we hold like. So if it's a real svara that we hold like, so then the Beis Yaakov has a point. Okay, so then when you attach the ukats with a pin to the esrog, it's mechubar, it's kugufei dami. But says the Aruch Lener, how do you know that it's a foolproof svara? Maybe it's just the Gemara's way of saying, come up with a better raya, Rava. And maybe at the end of the day, when Rava does come up with a better raya, it will turn out that we don't hold Givit Chavrei Guvei Dami. It will turn out that the real reason why, when you hold the Ezov with the string, the real reason that it's okay is not because it's Mechubar. It's because the Kichal did Davar Acher. And Mechubar doesn't even do with anything. Mechubar doesn't help us at all. So that's the easy way out of the Beis Yaakov's Raya. However, he says, it doesn't seem that Tosfos understood that the Gemara is just saying this as a d'chia. It seems that the Beis Yaakov's read of the Gemara was correct, according to Tosfos at least, that Kivin d'chavri k'guf edami is a definitive statement. It's not just a d'chia bi'alma. If you look in the Aruch Lener, in source 25, he says, V'kasav she'ein lomar da Gemara lo ka'amar kein rak l'dichoy ba'alma. Avul ikra atami shum l'kicha ide davar acher. Don't say that it's just a d'choy bi'alma. The long Tosfos that we read the other day. The fact that Tosfos quotes this case of the Ezov, which line of Tosfos is he talking about? No, I didn't look at this. There it is. Okay. Yeah, when he says that the reason that Yisachar Mikfar Barkai was punished because of Bizayim Kachim and not because of any Chatzitza issues. He says, "Umiu lo yitachein pirush zeh, midemaisi Allah hahi de'ezov shesipko b'chut." That from the fact that we try to bring a raya from the ezov that you're using a string to extend it. How does he prove that? I don't see how he sees from there that necessarily it's not a techia, that as far as that it has to be mechubar. I'm not sure how he sees that. Okay, I'll have to look at that more carefully later on. But the Aruch Lener says that it's gotta be that it's not just a dechia based on that line in Tosfos. We have to take a look back at that line in Tosfos and figure out because that's what the Aruch Lener works within. He works within that line of Tosfos to see whether that's really true. Does that line of Tosfos show you that it's not a dechia, or does that line of Tosfos show you that a taka is a dechia? Why am I not remembering it? Yeah, I think what the Aruch Lener is saying is that if you look carefully at that Tosfos, that line in Tosfos is all about L'kicha Tama, L'kicha Yidi Davar Acher. Tosfos is dealing, the whole Tosfos deals with one issue, difference between Chatzitza versus L'kicha Yidi Davar Acher. So the Aruch Lener says, the Beis Yaakov wants you to believe that that line in Tosfos somehow proves to you that Kivin D'Chavrei K'Guf Edami is a real statement, not just a D'Chia B'Alma. He says, Adonai, but that line in Tosfos associates the extending of the Ezov with L'kicha Tama. According to the Gemara's rejection, Kivin D'Chavrei K'Guf Edami, it has nothing to do with L'kicha Tama. It's all about Chibur. But why? So why does Tosfos bring it back into the discussion of L'kicha Tama? However Tosfos defines L'kicha Tama, he feels a need to connect L'kicha Tama, L'kicha Yidavar Acher, and L'kicha Tama, he feels a need to fit his definition into the case of the Ezov. Right? Remember, Tosfos tried to have all these different, he had three possibilities of how to explain the difference between Chatzitza versus L'kicha Tama. So he said, however Tosfos wants to define it, he feels the need to tell you, however my definition of L'kicha Tama is going to work, look, it fits with the Ezov case. But if you understand that the Gemara holds at the end of the day that it's not about, that Ezov case is not about L'kicha Tama, that Ezov case is on the outside, it's Kivin D'Chavrei, it's, since it's Mechubar, it's Kegufei Dami, it's a totally different Svara, it's got nothing to do with L'kicha Tama. If you're going to sound like the Beis Yaakov, that the Gemara makes a definitive statement that this is outside of the Parsha of L'kicha Tama, so then what does Tosfos need to answer up that case for L'kicha Tama? The Gemara rejects it. Elamai, the Gemara does not reject it. The Gemara raises the possibility of a rejection. But really, at the end of the day, Kivan de Chavri Kugufei Dami is not a Svara that's ironclad. It's just saying, maybe Kivan de Chavri Kugufei Dami. And that's how the Aruch Hanan rejects the Beis Yaakov. Again, Beis Yaakov assumes that Kivan de Chavri Kugufei Dami is a 100% Svara. That the Gemara is saying, no, we hold, anything attached becomes like the guf, has nothing, when you extend the Ezov, it has nothing to do with Lekicha Yedidavar Acher. It's about being Mechubar. And that's why the Beis Yaakov says, oh, if it's all about being Mechubar, so then you can stick a pin to hold the Yukats together with the Esrog. Says the Aruch Hanan, no, the Gemara was just suggesting maybe it's about being Mechubar, but not that we hold for sure it's about being Mechubar. And the Aruch Hanan says, if you look in Tosvos, it's clear that it's only a maybe. Because Tosos, when he starts working out the definition of Lekicha Tama, feels a need to tell you how the case of the Agudas Ezov is going to fit Lekicha Tama. But if you say like the Beis Yaakov, it doesn't have to fit Lekicha Tama. If you say like the Beis Yaakov, that case has nothing to do with Lekicha Yedidavar Acher. That case is all about Mechubar. That's the Gemara's ironclad Svara. Mechubar, totally separate issue. That's why, says the Aruch Hanan, it seems that the Beis Yaakov is incorrect. Based on just reading our Tosos, it seems that Tosos did not take this Svara of Kivan de Chavri Kegufei Dami particularly seriously. The other issue that the Achronim... let's move on now to case number three. Case number three. So, Gemara says, don't stick the lulav into the bundle of hadasman and aravos that are stuck together, because you know, rip off leaves of the hadasman and aravos, that's going to be a chatzitza. And then Rava said, nah, it's not a chatzitza, min b'mino in a chatzitz. So the Gemara, at the end of the day, seems to accept Rava's svara. Min b'mino in a chatzitz. That there is such a concept in Shas called min b'mino in a chatzitz. The Emet Bracha has a beautiful piece where he tries to figure out, when do we say this idea, when do we not say this idea of min b'mino in a chotzitz? Which halachos and shas do we apply min b'mino in a chotzitz to, which ones do we not? What do you mean, which ones yes, which ones? We should always apply it. Why wouldn't we always apply it? So if you take a look at the Emek Brachla in Hilchos Lulav of Os Chaf, he says, I have three examples in shas where the Gemara makes a statement of min b'mino in a chotzitz, and the Gemara seems to accept it as like, yeah, min b'mino in a chotzitz. But I have two other examples in shas where the Gemara seems to be iffy on min b'mino in a chotzeitz. The three examples where the Gemara is clear that min b'mino in a chotzeitz, number one, over here by Lulav, Rava makes the statement min b'mino in a chotzeitz, Gemara seems to accept it. Number two, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin about shofar, chatzitz on the shofar, we assume min b'mino in a chotzeitz. It's a statement of Rav Ashi, b'li cholek, without anyone saying, no, Rav Ashi's wrong for this reason, that reason, the other reason. No, just min b'mino in a chotzeitz, Gemara accepts it. And number three is in Bechoros Daf Tes, which we discussed about the birth of a Bechor along with a twin. That if you need the entire Rechem to be touching the Bechor in order for the Bechor to have Kedushas Bechor, what if the Bechor comes out with the twin, so there's a Hefsik between parts of the Rechem and the Bechor because the twin is being Mafsik? So there also, Rav Ashi says, min b'mino in a chotzeitz. The other animal, the twin, is min b'mino, so it's not chotzeitz, it's not a problem. In those three cases, the Gemara seems to take it for granted, min b'mino, eino chotzeitz. The problem is as follows. There are two other Gemaras where the Gemara does not at all take it for granted. In Yuma Daf Nuches, the Gemara discusses, if you're trying to do Kabbalah Saddam of a carbon in a kli, in a mizrak, and you put a mizrak betoch mizrak, you double up, like people do for kiddush with plastic cups, you double up on the kli shares to catch the dam. Is that a chatzitza? Meaning you're supposed to be holding the kli that catches the dam. You're holding the kli that's holding the kli that's catching the dam. Is that a chatzitza? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Should we say min b'mino in a chotzeitz? Should we not say it? Suffolk in the Gemara. Nowhere in that Gemara does Rava or Rav Ashi pop up their heads and say, what do you mean? Min b'mino in a chotzeitz? We're always mekabel that. I said it in Sukkah, you were okay with it. I said it in Rosh Hashanah, you were okay with it. Nowhere. They don't. I said it in Becharos, you're okay with it. Gemara just leaves it as a suffix in the very early generations of the Amoraim that remains unresolved. The layers of generations of Amoraim, somehow later generations never got to that one to resolve that issue. Strange. Second place, Gemara at the end of Zvachim, Daf Kofyud. The Gemara at the end of Zvachim discusses the Isr of Shchutei Chutz. and haktara b'chutz, being mala b'chutz, two separate isur. There's an isur to shecht a carbon that is kodesh outside of the base of Mikdash. And there's also an isur of ha'ala'a b'chutz. That which is supposed to go on top of the Mizbeach and be burnt on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring on top of something else outside of the base of Mikdash and burn it there for sacramental purposes. So the Gemara says, Hamakrav kachim ve'emurehen b'chutz, you're chayiv for the haktaras emurim b'chutz. If you burn the emurim, the insides of the animal b'chutz, that's a violation of haktara b'chutz. Asks the Gemara, but wait a second, when you burn the insides of the animal, presumably you're burning it together with the flesh of the animal. The flesh of most korbanos do not get burnt on the Mizbeach. So for burning the flesh, you're not chayiv on haktara b'chutz, you're only chayiv for burning the emurim. So if, let's say, I take a leg of an animal, or a side of an animal, and I throw it on the Mizbeach, or a whole animal, a carcass, and I throw it on a bama somewhere, b'chutz, isn't there a chatzitza between that bama and the emurim? The basar of the animal's chotzeitz between the emurim and the Mizbeach. And it's min b'mino, because it's all part of the animal. So it's min b'mino. And the Gemara says, okay, Shmuel says, okay, maybe we're talking about a case where you turn it inside out so that the emurim are burning directly on the Mizbeach. So there is no basar min chotzeitz. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, maybe we're assuming like a Das Yachid, Rabbi Shimon, whatever. Meaning, basically, both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say, you're right, it would be a chatzitza. It would be a chatzitza. Even though it's min b'mino, it would be a chatzitza. And Rav says, min b'mino ain't a chatzitz. Bottom line is, in the early generations of our Amorayim, Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, Rav, it was left unresolved. Is min b'mino chatzitz or not? Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan both hold it's yes a chatzitza. Rav holds it's not a chatzitza. What happened to Rav and Ravashi popping up later on in later generations saying, no, we already resolved this issue. Min b'mino ainu chotzeitz. Why are you hacking about this? It's resolved already. So ask the Emek Bracha. Five Gemaras and Shas about min b'mino. Three of them seem to resolve the issue that min b'mino ainu chotzeitz. Two of them leave it as early generations in Amorayim that min b'mino is at least a machlokas early Amorayim, or is a suffix that's never been resolved. Yeah.
Can you say for the second case, which min b'mino is not chotzeitz, that it just, that's not the normal way of doing the korban. Therefore, you're not over the iser, or you're not getting punishment, because you're just not. It's not the normal way, so it's obviously not the way you're going to bring the korban.
The Gemara maybe could have said that. It's good kasha on the Gemara, but the way the Gemara actually says it, meaning, at the end of the day, Shmuel says, you're right, it is a chatzitza, and therefore you're only chayiv when you're hofech it. What?
It says chatzitza on it?
Well, the Gemara, right, the Gemara asks, what about chatzitza? And Shmuel says, don't worry, you flip it inside out. Turn it over in the way that the emurim are directly on. Now, this is an interesting, I guess, more academic type of discussion that if you were, more into the academic side of Gemara learning, you would probably have the discussion at this point where you would say, well, wait a second, is this really a kasha? The early generations of Amoraim had a debate about something. In some Gemaras, it's revealed to us that the later generations of Amoraim resolved the debate, and therefore, just apply the resolution that you see in Shofar and in Sukkah and in Bechoros to the other places. Sometimes those resolutions, the Gemara, there was a Chasimus HaTalmud at the end of the generations of the Amoraim. They closed the book. And not every discussion was totally fleshed out. There were some discussions that were left somewhat incomplete. So maybe we just never fleshed out the whole discussion in all the applications, but we could figure it out. Is that a kasha that the Gemara never... I was just reading this past Shabbos, an article of Rabbi Yaakov Elman, he was my Bible professor in my first year in YU, but he is now a professor, he's been a visiting professor at Harvard, I think, for the last 10 years. He's a visitor that never wants to leave, I guess. But he wrote an article about Rava as the Mara D'Asra of Mechuza. And his yisod was that you need to take Amoraim and view them in their whole life experience and see like what they, you know, connect their shitos to each other. And he has several examples where statements of Rava, where the Gemara starts to resolve various statements of Rava with each other and shows the shitasos. But he says, obviously the Chasimus of Talmud happened and the Gemara never finished the job on that. So that's a very, you know, and when you approach it from an academic perspective, you can say something like that. But you approach it like a lamed, and you say, no, come on, we have a Gemara, Hashkacha had it, that we have a Chasimus Hashas. So we view the Talmud Bavli as a complete book, and we want to know, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkacha had it, that it's a complete book, and that the discussion is fleshed out in certain areas, it's not in others. So why is it that it never came to a conclusion in these two Gemaras, and it did come to a conclusion that Mimimino and Chutzis in the other three Gemaras? So says the Emet Bracha, beautiful. We had a Ritva in the last packet, where the Ritva says, we have four cases in our Gemara that all seem to be talking about Chatzitza, but really none of them are talking about Chatzitza. What are they all talking about? Leki Chatama. None of them are about Chatzitza. Chatzitza issues only creep up in cases where the Torah tells us specifically that there is a concept called Chatzitza. What are such examples? Tevila b'mikvah. Tefillin. Avoda the Beis HaMikdash with the Big Day Kahuna. And Avoda itself, touching the items of the Avoda. By Lulav? No din of Chatzitza in the Torah. There's din of Lakicha in the Torah. By Shofar? No din of Chatzitza in the Torah. By Bechor? There's no din of Chatzitza in the Torah. Just has to be a Peter Rechem. So he says, if that's the case, maybe Min Bimino Eino Chotzeitz is a Dover Pashut on those areas of Halacha that don't really have a problem midoraisa of Chatzitza. Those areas of Halacha where our problem isn't really primarily a Chatzitza problem. It's Lekicha, it's are you blowing the shofar properly, you know, but it's not a Chatzitza problem. Where the Torah is Megala, that there's a Chatzitza issue, that Chatzitza is something you have to worry about, then it's a suffix, whether min b'mino chotzitz or eino chotzitz. Then Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel will say min b'mino is chotzitz, and Rav will say it's not chotzitz. Then the early generations of Amorayim had a machlokas about it, and the later generations never solved it. Never resolved it, I should say. Based on that Ritva, again, there are two types of chatzitza discussions. There are chatzitza discussions where the Torah tells us you're not allowed to have a chatzitza, and there are chatzitza discussions where there's no real din of the Torah, you can't have a chatzitza, you're just supposed to do it in a direct kind of way. In all those places where the Torah tells you you're not allowed to have a chatzitza, we never resolve whether min b'mino is chotzitz or not. In those places where the Torah does not tell us, like shofar, like lulav, like becharos, then we do resolve min b'mino zeinu chotzeitz. Because chatzitza is not so serious in those cases where the Torah doesn't tell it to us. So if chatzitza is not so serious, min b'mino zeinu chotzeitz. That is the chiddush of the Emek Bracha. Says the Emek Bracha. And with this, maybe we could begin to analyze a very controversial statement of the Vilna Gaon in Maaser Rav. In Maaser Rav, they quote from the Gra. Everything in Maaser Rav is a quote from the Gra. The book is a book of Hanagos of the Vilna Gaon. Well known that they showed the Maaser Rav to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Gra's leading Talmud, before they published it. They asked him for Haskama. And he read the entire Maaser Rav and he said, everything in here is accurate except for two things. And it's very fascinating, very important, because when we read Parsha Zachar, we just read a few weeks ago, in all your shuls probably, they read Timcha es Zecher Amalek, and then they read it again, Timcha es Zecher Amalek. They either read the whole pasuk twice, they read the phrase twice, whatever they did. Ramosha has a tshuva, which one you're supposed to do? Read the phrase, read the whole pasuk, whatever. Why do we do both? Because every single one of the Rishonim and Achronim say the word is Zecher, but in Maaser Rav it says that the Gra read it Zecher. So Mishnah Berurah says, come for the Gra, we read it twice. To be choshish for the Shitas HaGra. Gra was treated like a Rishon by the Achronim. He was like so above and beyond, he was treated like a Rishon. So to be choshish for the Shitas HaGra, we read it twice. Chaim Volozhiner, this has come into Maaser Rav, writes, everything you write in Maaser Rav is correct, except for I don't know where you got this business that the Rav said, that the Gra said Zecher. I was by the Gra many times for Parsha Zachar, and he always said Zecher. So the whole source of where we get Zechar from is a Maisa Rav, and that's the only point. There are only 2 points in the whole book that Rav Chaim Blasher says are inaccurate. That was one of them. Unclear why the Mishnah Berurah still says to be machmir from that. So the Maisa Rav, which is largely accurate according to Rav Chaim Blasher. I mean, Rav Chaim Blasher writes in that scum, maybe the grut changed later in life and I didn't know about it. Rav Salvechik would have had an even bigger chumra. Rav Salvechik, every time he said Ashrei, is it Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu or Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu? He would say the pasuk twice. One Zecher, one Zecher. That's a chumra. It really doesn't matter. Okay. So the Gra in Maisa Rav is an unbelievable chiddush, strange, really. The Gra says that when you put a mezuzah on the door, make sure that you don't wrap the cloth in another piece of cloth, that you don't wrap the mezuzah itself in another piece of cloth. Why? Because that second piece of cloth is going to be a chatzitza between the mezuzah and the doorpost. And you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the mezuzah and the doorpost. Questions abound on this Gra. First kasha on the Gra is, he's assuming two things. Two kashas, two assumptions that he makes. One assumption that he makes, according to the vort that the Emek Bracha just said, first, obviously, a cloth around the mezuzah is min b'mino, right? That we're clear on. So the Gra is obviously assuming min b'mino is chotzeitz. What did the Emek Bracha just say? Whether min v'mino is chatzitza is not even a discussion by things that are non-chatzitza issues. By non-chatzitza issues, min v'mino is for sure not chatzitza. By sukkah, by shofar, for sure not chatzitza. It's not even a discussion. Where do you have a machlokas of early Amorayim? Only by places where the Torah itself tells me a din that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. So the Gra must be assuming that the Torah itself has a din that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza by mezuzah. And he's assuming that when we have that machlokas in the early Amorayim, should we say min b'mino chotzeitz or eino chotzeitz, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel that min b'mino is chotzeitz against Rav. He's making both of those assumptions. Says the Emek Bracha, both are wrong. First assumption that there's a din of chatzitza somewhere in the Torah. He says, I don't see that anywhere in the Torah. Where does the Torah tell me you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between your mezuzah and the doorpost? That's weird. The Gra made that up. Second assumption that you're going to paskin in the cases where the Torah does tell you chatzitza din, that you're going to paskin that min b'mino is chotzeitz like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. The Rambam paskins otherwise. The Rambam paskins like Rav. So why would you paskin against the Rambam? So both assumptions the Gram makes, says the Emek Bracha, I don't know what to do with it. And in fact, in Hilchos Mezuzah, the Emek Bracha also discussed this. I didn't put this in your packet. In Hilchos Mezuzah, he has a little bit of a discussion of this Gra, and he writes, Tzorich lomer b'das ha-Gra, de dvarav elu einam al pi gidrei halacha, el al pi ha-kabbalah v'asod. That's basically saying, checkmate, I got no idea what the Gra is talking about, so you got to say that it's kabbalah, sod, or any other word that I don't really understand, because I have no idea what he means by this. How could this be a chatzitza problem? To wrap the mezuzah in a cloth. Are we choshish for this Gra? We do worse than wrapping in a cloth. We put the mezuzah on the door min b'sheino mino, and we put it in a case, and the case has a backing to it. If the case only had a front, it would be one thing. The case has a backing to it. We have double sided tape holding the mezuzah to the door. I think can't nail into the metal over there, right? So the case has a backing to it. That's min b'sheino mino. So what must we assume? There's no problem with chatzitza here. Who says he can't have chatzitza on the doorpost? So now, where did the Gra get this idea from? Chatzitza by mezuzahs. Should we be able to figure this out? What does the pasuk say? Al mezuzos pesach. So what? Where do you see that al means you can't have a chatzitza? Tefillin. Right? Is it al yodecha? So does that mean al? How do we know that you're not allowed to have chatzitza by tefillin? Remember we saw machlokas about this? I remember who said what. We had a machlokas rishonim about this, I think. No? Whether the limud that you can't have chatzitza by tefillin, is it from the word al? Or is it from the word lecha la'os al yadecha? Lecha, that it's lechem, v'lo la'acher, that it has to be intensely private, which means directly on you. The Gra, the Machlokes Gra and Emek Bracha may be about that issue. The Gra may say, yeah, there's a chatzitz issue by mezuzah, just like by tefillin it from the word al, and al means al mamish. It's got to be on without any chatzitza. So too, when it comes to mezuzah, it's got to be al mamish. Where the Emek Bracha will say, no, by tefillin it's not from the word al. It's lachem v'loli acherim. It doesn't say that by mezuzah. That's why by mezuzah there's no din of chatzitza. Right? It'll come out. That could be the machlokas. Is there any issue with saying that al means al mamish and that's the chatzitza issue? So, once again, remarkable coincidence. Today's daf yomi, which I have not yet learned, but the end of yesterday's daf actually, talks about whether al is to be taken literally. And that sometimes al means besamuch. Ala kaporas means near the kaporas. Al doesn't always mean on, it means besamuch. Well, if al in the Torah means besamuch, it's hard to say al means you can't have a chatzitza. Right? Because saying al means you can't have a chatzitza means direct contact, needs to be right there. So that's a little shver to say that al is the source. So this gra posed a great challenge to many of the achronim. A few years ago, I wrote an article on mezuzah covers. I don't know what possessed me. But in Yoredei Resh Pei Tes, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this gra, and there are three basic approaches that I outlined in that article that achronim take toward the gra. What is the Aruch HaShulchan? The Aruch HaShulchan in Resh Pei Tes, the very end of Sim Resh Pei Tes, in the tiny words. I don't know when the Aruch HaShulchan chose to use big type and when he chose to use the little words. I don't know I was wondering about that. Sometimes it's just like little tiny letters. I don't know why. So he says, Re'isi Pesachei Tshuva Sivkat and Beis B'Shem Hanhagas HaGra Shal Yikro Chamezuzah Klal. You shouldn't wrap the mezuzah at all. Just put the klav straight on the door. Shlote chatzitza bein ol kosels, because you don't want a chatzitza between the door and the doorpost and the mezuzah. V'teima, rabasi, it's a major wonder. Levad shabakal poskim ein okein. So first of all, there were a lot of rabbis that lived before and after the grah, and no one else ever thought of saying that. So that's a little strange. Kamosh k'safti, o kasha de'ich yikva mismarim ba mezuzah atzma. So he understands the grah that you can't have anything on top of the mezuzah at all. So how do you nail it into the wall? Put nails through the cloth? Come on, can't do that. Well, that's an easy question to answer. What did the Gra envision, probably? Have a cover on the mezuzah, just don't put the backing on the cover. He never said you have to nail into the cloth, so that's not such a great kasha. Then he says, Umashai chatzitza, ha-hakol batel ha-kosel. Everything's ready, bottled to the wall. Is this any worse than the paper that you wrap around the mezuzah? The Gra said, you can't have that paper. That's what he means. Is this any worse than that? He clearly didn't see the Maaser Rav. Right? This is like, this is a raya that the Aruch HaShulchan didn't see the Maaser Rav. He said, no, don't wrap it in paper. That's exactly what the Gra says. Oh, Ashrofer shall eitz or shall mateches? Is this any different than the stones or the wood of the actual doorpost? What does he even mean by that? The stones or the wood of the doorpost are going to be chatzitza? No, that's what we call the doorpost. You're not allowed to have chatzitza between the mezuzah and the doorpost. Very strange. And he says, based on all of these bomb kashas, whoever heard the Gra say this obviously made a mistake. So Chaim Vlashner read through the Maaser Rav and said this was not one of the mistakes. But Aruch HaShulchan says, based on my kashas, it is a mistake. His kashas are very hard to understand. What in the world he means by any of those kashas? The biggest kasha, though, Chaznish writes in Tshuvas Ksavim, Simon Chavdal, and Ozvav, is that the Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, and it's Gemara B'Metzia, that you should put the mezuzah in a shvoferes. What does shvoferes mean? Shvoferes means a tube. A tube likely does not mean a one-sided tube. That wouldn't be a tube. That would just be I don't know what you call that. A half circle. A half cylinder. I don't know. It's not a tube. Putting it in a tube means a tube that's on all sides, no? That's a little bit difficult. Maram Shik writes in the Tshuva Yardeis in Reish Peches that all of his Rebbeim, who is his primary Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, would put it in a regular mezuzah case. And he says the raya is al means besamach, gemara menachas. He quotes that. And the final approach, also says Maram Shik, this is very important, says Maram Shik, you know why it's not a chatzitza even if you held that there were dine chatzitza? Kalin oso, eino chotzeitz. Anything that's there for beauty is not a chatzitza. What did we say? Kalin oso, eino chotzeitz only applies to things that are hidur mitzvah. This is hidur mitzvah. Having a nice mezuzah cover is hidur mitzvah. It's adding a hidur to the mitzvah. It becomes part of the chefetz shel mitzvah. So kalin oso, eino chotzeitz, says Maram Shik. It's not going to be a chatzitza. What's the answer? The Gra doesn't have a problem with the silver mezuzah covers. He has a problem with the back. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the back, you can't see. You can't say, HaKolon Oso, Eino Chotzeitz. The last approach, with this we'll close, is the Das Kedoshim. Das Kedoshim in Mikdash Ma'at, Simen Resh Peh Tasev Katan Aleph, understands the Gra in a totally different way. He assumes that the Gra would acknowledge that the mezuzah should be placed in a tube that covers it on all sides. And the tube is not a problem of chatzitza because it becomes part of the mezuzah. The Gra only meant to say that wrapping around the parchment shouldn't cover the parchment on all sides. When you wrap the plastic or the little paper around the parchment, shouldn't cover that on all sides because that little parchment, that little wrap of paper that you put around the parchment doesn't help the mezuzah stay attached to the house. And therefore, it serves no function. It serves no function to be make the mezuzah nicer or to help the mezuzah stick to the house, and that's going to be a chatzitza. So he says we're knowing anyway to wrap it in something, but that's what the Gra meant, that you shouldn't wrap it in something special before you put it into the tube. Tube is obviously it's going to become part of the house. Right? It's obviously will become that you need that in order to be able to attach it to the house. That we have no problem with. The issue is that's how he understands the Gra. So Das Kedoshim understands the Gra. Okay, in the Emek Brachim Mezuzah, he has a nice word about Tasav Lomanasui on the discussing that Gra in Mezuzah as well. Right, Mr. Shem, next week we'll start with a new topic. Okay, I'll do a 10-minute halacha if anyone wants to stick around.